listening to
John and Scott on AKC's
Total Talk Nonsense.
Whoa!
Easy, Santa Claus.
Yeah! It's a heavy metal episode, John!
AKC's Total Talk Nonsense with John and Scott. I'm John.
And I'm Scott! Let's do it, baby!
Yeah! 36.3 on your FM dial.
36.3.
Yeah, we're getting crazy in your face.
We're a morning zoo! And we want to work on radio. Yeah! So hire us, because we're fucking retarded.
That's sweet, man.
No doubt.
Here we are. We're back.
Woo.
We're loving it. We're juiced up. We're oiled. We're greased. We're ready to go.
And John, let me get into some celebrity news. And I have a couple other miscellaneous things, but Lindsay Lohan admits drug use and bulimia battle. Oh. Have you heard about this?
No.
Teen actress Lindsay Lohan. Teen? She's still a teen? I thought she was in her 20s.
18, 19. Those are teens, brother.
She's only 19?
I don't know.
Damn.
If she bleeds.
Who was it? She was hospitalized in Miami suffering from asthma.
Nice.
Said dabbling in drugs and battling bulimia pushed her close to emotional and physical collapse.
Do you think she does the big clit flick?
I don't know what that is.
I just made it up.
Oh, okay.
I think it'll be a new name for a new word. Word of the day for Punky.
Clit flick?
Clit flick.
Well, you got to have a definition.
We're the women, masturbation for women.
Clit flick.
Yeah, doing the big flick.
It's like a tongue twister.
You doing the clit flick, baby? Blaby.
I had a problem and I couldn't admit it. Lohan, the star of movies such as Mean Girls. Have you seen Mean Girls, John?
Yeah. No. Yeah.
I recommend that. That's funny.
I have.
Confessions of a Teenage Drama Queen told Vanity Fair. I was making myself sick. I was sick and I had people sit me down and say, you're going to die if you don't take care of yourself.
And you know who those people were, John? Who's them people?
Tina Fey and Lauren Michaels.
Oh, God.
When she was on Saturday Night Live.
Lauren or Lorne?
Whatever. why don't you get a real man's name, okay? Lohan said she used drugs a little, but quickly tried to retract the admission and deny that she had taken cocaine. Lohan's publicist called Vanity Fair the day after the interview to try to get the confession omitted, but was unsuccessful. An apparent U-turn from interviews last year, the actress admitted fighting the eating disorder bulimia, which made her lose weight at an alarming rate.
Wow.
And, John, you and I noticed that, too, because her boobs disappeared.
Right.
And
her arms were, like, really skinny.
Yeah, so get your shit together. And she is turning it around. So here to Tina Fey and Lorne Michaels for getting this talented, attractive young woman back on track.
Yeah, baby. We'll make it a lie with the... We like to stick your bra off so we can see your jumbly boobalas.
Well, even Lindsay Lohan said, I saw that SNL after I did it. My arms were disgusting. I had no arms. Did she notice she didn't have any boobs either?
Because we don't care about the arms. You could be Venus de Milo. We don't care.
Well, they were.
Just have the breasts.
Yeah, they were pretty scary. And she dyed her hair blonde. Go back to the redhead. Just listen to John and Scott.
Right.
We should be her publicists and her managers, and we would look after her 24/7, John, and make sure that she was eating and still getting an education, of course.
Totally, yeah. I think she reminds me of Anne Margaret in Rick's No Way.
Oh, I totally get the Anne Margaret vibe from Lindsay Lohan.
I think so, too.
Now, Anne Margaret... will she attain Anne Margaret status? I don't know.
Yeah,
not for dancing and singing, because Anne Margaret could really shake it up. And she proved that in Viva Las Vegas.
Yeah, totally.
No doubt.
No doubt. Hey, Scott,
here's
another song by AKC.
I get up and pray to John.
Pray to John?
Yeah, me.
Increases the number of clocks by exactly one.
That's Rick on lead vocals.
these days.
Scott on bass, John on drums.
Last night there were skinheads on my lawn. Take the skinheads bowling, take them bowling.
Take them bowling, baby.
Take the skinheads bowling, take them bowling.
It's hot, man.
Here's us right here. Yeah, we're doing the big lanes. Not the same. That's John and Scott, like angels.
Angels harmonizing.
Totally angelic.
Totally. And I think that's because we...
trying to be celebrities.
That burp went from my left ear through my brain to my right ear. Are you messing around with stereophonics over there?
No, surround sound, buddy. That's what took me so long to set it up. I had to set it up, THX, Dolby.
Dolby.
Doubly.
Doubly. Well, John, one more thing. The Daily Record, this is Scotland's number one daily newspaper for sports. For some reason, they came up with the top bands of all time. The top rock acts of all time. Of their 58,000 fans of the sports, Scotland's number one sport daily, guess who is the number one rock band of all time? Can you guess?
Guns N' Roses.
No. They didn't even make... Oh, they did make it into the top 10. Pink Floyd, number one, named the greatest rock act of all time. The band whose classic lineup reunited at Live 8 in July beat Led Zeppelin in second place. The rest of the top 10 are as follows. Number 3, the Rolling Stones. Number 4, the Who. 5, AC/DC. 6, U2. 7, our favorite, John, Guns N' Roses.
Oh, my God.
8, Nirvana. 9, Bon Jovi. 10, Jimi Hendrix. I don't know why Guns N' Roses or Bon Jovi is in here at all. That's unbelievable. Haven't they ever heard of fucking Aerosmith?
Right.
Fucking cocksuckers. Bon Jovi.
Aerosmith.
That's ridiculous. You might as well put in Journey. The poll run by
one of my
radio
favorite
station
drummers is in Journey.
Planet Cock named the 70s as the golden age of rock. There you have it. So what do you have over there, John? What do you got? What do you got?
I got... Second chord sounds in world's longest lasting concert. A new chord was scheduled to sound in the world's slowest and longest lasting concert that is taking a total of 639 years to perform.
Well, that sounds exciting.
Yeah, the abandoned Bouchardi Church in Halberstadt, Eastern Germany. Is the venue for a mind-boggling 639-year-long performance of a piece of music by U.S. It's got to be a
Tesh?
U.S. guy.
Is it John Tesh?
No, not John Tesh. John Cage.
So wait a minute.
Who died in 1992?
Okay, so let me try to figure this out. This guy obviously didn't write something that's going to last 692 years.
Well, actually... Yeah, it's called it's entitled Organ 2.
Organ.
ASLSP.
That's homoerotic.
Yeah. ASLSP, as slow as possible.
Or ass lip.
Ass lip. A slip. A slip. It was a slip. Yeah. The performance began on September 5th, 2001, and is scheduled to last until 2639, Scott.
Who's performing?
Well, the first year and a half of the performance was total silence.
We can write shit like that.
And this is a true story, Scott. I think. Wait a minute. It is.
All right. I have an idea for
wait,
a
but
song.
Listen. You do? What's that?
We first 5 years of silence, right?
Yeah.
Then we play the opening to Skinheads for 5 seconds. Then we need 10 more years of silence. And we can go on for 700 years. Make up a song for Pauly B and Butch Tony.
Well, after the total silence, Scott, the first chord, G sharp, B, and G sharp, not sounding until February 2nd, 2003. Then, in July 2004, this is important, this is pivotal to this tune, two additional E's an octave apart were sounded and are scheduled to be released later this year on May 5th.
All right, so now when these chords sound, do they last a year? Or do they just sound for eight measures?
Well, you know, at 5 p.m. on Thursday, the first chord was due to progress to a second comprising A, C, and F sharp, and is to be held down over the next few years by weights on an organ being built especially for the project.
This is the stupidest goddamn thing I've ever heard. First of all, fuck the guy who came up with this idea. It's stupid.
Well, here's how the idea came about. Cage originally conceived Ass Lip in 1985 as a 20-minute work for piano, subsequently transcribing it for organ in 1987. But organizers of the John Cage Organ Project decided to take the composer at his word and stretch out the performance for 639 years using Cage's transcription for organ.
Jesus Christ.
The enormous running time was chosen to commemorate the creation of Halberstadt's historical blockwork organ in 1361, 639 years before the current project started. How about that?
That is the biggest load of shit I've ever heard. That has got to be the stupidest goddamn thing we've ever reported. Are you telling me we have to wait until 2645 to buy that CD?
Scott,
John,
there is a message in all this, and I think you need to hear this. The organizers of the John Cage Organ Project say the record-breaking performance in Halberstadt also has a philosophical background.
All into philosophy.
Well, listen to this. It's to rediscover calm
and slowness. Hey, did you hear
slowness.
About Tom
Cruise? Hey! It's to rediscover calm and slowness in today's fast-changing world.
Oh, what a bunch of shit. Just pick up Waldo Emerson's, what the fuck book did he write?
Just pick up Goitel Escher Bach.
Waldo Emerson? That's not right, is it?
Pick up Goitel Escher Bach, read just the introduction, and you'll get so pissed off at this author, you'll never pick it up again.
Don't read it's not the introduction, it's the prologue.
He insults the shit out of you.
Right. So ignore that, and the rest of the book is very mind-opening, shall we say.
Sorry if your dumbass thinks this book is about math and art and music. It's not!
Right. All right. So getting back to Waldo Emerson. Is it Waldo Emerson?
I don't know.
That's not right.
What the fuck you're talking about?
Waldo Emerson. I'm talking about the guy who wrote Simplicity. 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 This is the jamoke that went and lived in a cabin by a lake for 2 years and didn't do anything except write this book. And it's about we need to slow shit down. And this is back. This is 100 fucking years ago. So just read that guy's book. Don't bother with this 639 fucking year-long symphony. What a waste of goddamn time and money.
I wish I knew how to quit you.
Scott, that was beautiful, man.
Thank you.
Sometimes I get so upset and I just want to say,
I wish I knew how to quit you.
Well, John, I do have some science news.
I'm going to play that all the time.
That's fine. Now, we had this science news couple of podcasts ago, but I think we should report this science news every podcast.
All right.
To me, this is the goddamn century. This is the goddamn story of the millennium, John. But nobody is picking this up. No mainstream news organization is picking up this science news.
Let's get some science music.
And here it is, John. A single gene makes whites paler than blacks. Until 20 to 50,000 years ago, everyone was black, John.
Come on.
That's right. Then a mutation in the gene created white people. Nobody picks that story up. We're the only ones who reported that story.
I'm like waiting for you to say the next sentence. Was I supposed to interact with
you?
Yeah,
you're supposed to interact.
Yeah, you're right, man.
Because you're the producer, the co-host, the engineer, and the co-host is the most important. The co-host, which means you attempt to interact with me.
I look over there and you got fucking papers everywhere. Jesus Christ,
I'm
man.
Very well prepared.
Glad you don't have a desk.
All right, in other science
There's
news,
paper
John.
Everywhere. What the hell was that?
New York City is urging Jewish parents to stop letting moles suck blood from their circumcised wounds.
What?
You don't know about this, John?
What's your fucking point?
The sucking, which is supposed to clean the wound, reportedly happens 2,000 to 4,000 times a year in the city. The city acted after several sucked boys got herpes, one of which led to brain damage. That's not funny, goddammit. Now get this stupidity, John. Some Orthodox Jews hold the practice sacred and accuse the city of violating religious freedom. They're what a crock of shit.
Are they Hasidic Jews?
They are Orthodoxed. And there's Orthodox Jews that hold this practice sacred. Get your fucking head out of the ass and get in the 21st century is what I got to say,
well,
John.
You know, I heard the Moyles don't make a whole lot of money, yeah, but they make it up in tips.
Oh, you know what? That reminds me.
Great.
Getting back to that black story we had,
yeah,
where we were all black 20,000 years ago, which explains a lot of things for me anyway, and we've talked about that before, but... you had this unbelievable black joke, the funniest black joke I've ever heard.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Which makes it this black joke becomes obsolete after you hear this story.
Yeah.
After this story that we were all black 20,000 years ago, your greatest black joke ever becomes obsolete.
I don't remember.
But it's still funny.
How come there were no blacks during the Flintstones?
Right. Why?
Because there were still monkeys. They didn't evolve yet.
That is one of the funniest
bad
ones. Well, you didn't tell it very well because you weren't into it.
How did I tell it?
You
last
weren't as
time
passionate about it as you were when the mics weren't on.
You didn't even laugh at me.
I did.
Did you?
Yeah, I almost threw up. It was so goddamn funny. But now, you know, because the mic's on and you don't want to offend people for whatever reason.
I don't want to get the big...
We're all about the brothers and the black people. We are happy that we're descended from black people.
Yeah.
So, it's just a joke.
Right. It makes it irrelevant because we are, right, like you said, the white gene.
We came from the blacks.
Right.
We didn't evolve, and then the blacks didn't evolve from monkeys.
You'll have to explain that to TP.
Oh, I can't wait till TP comes in as a guest, not only to read him all the email, but to read that story to TP and see how he responds to that.
So you can say, TP,
I wish I knew how to quit you.
Now, are you ready for the next story, John?
Yeah, let's
Pat Robertson back in the news. Pat Robertson implied that God caused Ariel Sharon's stroke.
That motherfucker will say anything to draw attention to his fucking parish.
Won't he? Get this.
While
dick experts debated biological causes and prognosis, Robertson proposed the theory of intelligent revenge.
He's a fucking idiot.
The prophet Joel makes it very clear. Oh, I gotta be Robertson. Hold on. Now, John, the prophet Joel makes it very clear that God has enmity. Enmity against those who, quote, divide the land. God considers this land to be his, John. You read the Bible. He says, this is my land. And for any prime minister of Israel who decides he's going to carve it up and give it away, God says,
give it away,
no, this is mine.
Is he fucking doing your
Sharon was dividing God's land, and I would say woe unto any prime minister of Israel who takes a similar course, John.
Course.
Let me hear it, amen.
Amen.
What a goddamn joke. And what's a bigger joke is people are still funneling money to this fucking guy. because he's one of these guys who's on TV, and he reads some shit out of the Bible every week, and people just dump money on
what
this
a
asshole.
Dick.
And then, what is it? A couple months ago, he said, hey, the president of Venezuela, we should assassinate.
Yeah.
There's a nice Christian thought, you cocksucker. But the complete stupid. I'm sorry, Pat O'Brien. I need to interrupt you. The complete stupidity of the logic behind this, that Israel is God's land and he attacked one man. One man who's in his 70s and probably ate like shit for his entire life and has a stroke because of that.
Right, right.
But no, God, who this Pat Robertson God, has time to worry about Ariel Sharon.
Yeah, what is
crock
he just
of
run
shit.
His goddamn 700 Club or whatever the fuck it is that he does.
God damn it.
What a prick.
All right, let me get the door.
All right.
All right, man.
Got that?
Yes. Door's kind of closer right. When we're
hold
in the
on.
Studio.
Yeah.
Yeah, all right.
Yeah.
Let me open it.
All right.
Hey, man.
Hey, what's up, Phil? Phil.
Let's walk
ooh,
back.
Ooh, 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 ooh.
Come on, man.
All right.
Hang out.
All right,
door.
Hurry up.
Let's walk back. All right, lockstep.
You guys lockstep. Goose stepping. Z Kyle.
We're in the military together, man.
Oh, that's nice.
Come on, Phil. Sit your fucking ass down.
All right.
Jesus Christ. Oh. Well, who the hell's at the door now?
Just ignore him.
We're going to ignore that shit.
Nah, just not gonna. And we're not here!
Go away!
Yeah. We're not here!
It's probably
that
Jehovah's
make sense,
Witnesses.
Right? Yeah, Pat Robertson, maybe he's outside. Hey, shut up!
All right, man. So, Phil, get your headphones on. I just
now
have
he's
one.
Calling. I think that's Pat Robertson on the phone. Can you get that?
One more W story. Before we get to Phil's
Hey, Pat
news.
Robertson, you know this sound, don't you?
Yeah.
Disassemble? That means not tell the truth?
Well, Phil, how you doing? It's good to see you here. And then, you know, we are at the studio. John, did you call Phil and tell him to come to the studio? Or
yeah, I did.
How did he?
Yeah, so actually, I rung him up.
Actually, John called me earlier, and he interrupted me, but that's okay.
Oops.
That's all right, John. I'm used to it.
Wait,
all
I
right?
Get your theme music going.
Well, hold it. I'm not ready yet. I need to prepare, and Scott said he had one more
no,
story.
No, just anytime Phil talks, we're going to play this in the background. Because, you all know, right. He moonlights as a porn star.
Well, I really don't. I believe that's
come on.
Libel, or is it slander?
That's why your name is Phil with my big cock McCracken would come.
Actually, that was a mistake on my parents' part. They weren't too intellectual to figure out that when you put those names together,
dude,
which are all family names.
Last
that,
week, I saw it on your driver's license. Phil with my big cock McCracken would come. So let's hear it up, baby.
Well, that doesn't make any sense at all, and I really don't appreciate that. Phil with my big cock McCracken Whitcomb. Phil with my big cock McCracken Whitcomb. It doesn't make sense. Do you want to fill my cock with cum or my crack with cum?
Phil with
again,
my
your logic
cock
is flawed.
My McCracken Whitcomb.
Right, John.
Phil with my cock. My Kraken with
all right.
Gum.
All right,
meaning with your own cock. Fill your Kraken!
Well, I certainly
gum.
Have the length and girth to do that.
You sure do there, brother. Oh, yeah. Getting down. Getting down, you.
All right, man. I just have one last story. It's with the W. We haven't heard much from the W because it's the holidays, and who knows what that chimp does on the holidays. What do monkeys do on the holidays, John? Eat bananas.
You know what the Bushes do on Halloween?
No, what do?
They pumpkin.
See, that's a variation on the joke you've told
that's
81
right.
times,
that's right.
Which makes it funny.
Have all I right. told that on the show?
President, yeah, like 8 times. We should just put a promo together of every time you've told that joke.
Do you know why the W has big nostrils?
No.
Because he's got big fucking fingers.
Well, the W came out with his assessment of 2005, John.
You see those chimp nostrils he's got going there? When he flares them up like that.
Oh, yeah. That, oh, when he gets really mad.
When I get really mad.
Yeah.
I'm going to get you because you know what?
Disassemble. That means not tell the truth.
That's right.
I didn't like that question. Well, he had an assessment now, John. Before heading to Camp David presidential retreat for Christmas, George W. Bush evaluated the year that was nearly ended. Our team of so-called reporters with far too much time on their hands translated what he had to say. Here's what the W had to say.
Duh.
2005 has been a good year for the American people, John. And here's the translation.
Killing thousands.
2005 has been a good year for the American people, except if your name is Scooter Libby, if you live in New Orleans, if you drive a car, if you or one of your family members fight in Iraq, if you like seeing your government borrow money from China, if you're sitting chimp, you're a sitting chimp like the president with a rapidly poor approval rating. Otherwise, gee whiz, W, it was a good year. Smacked hard. W also went on to say, this has been a year of strong progress towards a prosperous America, John. Translation, just ask the CEOs of Halliburton, Chevron, Shell, and Exxon.
Hey, George!
I'm fixing to fuck you in the ass.
He went on to say, there's still an enemy that wants to harm us, John.
What's your fucking point?
And here's the translation. I'm planning on taking more of your civil rights away, and if Congress won't let me, I'll just do it anyway, and I'll lie about it. All right, John, I gave you a WMV file.
Do you suck dicks?
Do you have that one? Go ahead and play that one.
Yes,
because this, the guy, whoever this is,
pretty wants to weigh on this story.
Oh,
he's joining us now live from New York.
Summarizes Wolfowitz succinctly.
Wolf, good afternoon. Who cares about whether the Patriot Act gets renewed? Want to abuse our civil liberties? Just do it. Who cares about the Geneva Conventions? Want to torture prisoners? Just do it. Who cares about rules concerning the identity of CIA agents? Want to reveal the name of a covert operative? Just do it. Who cares about whether the intelligence concerning WMDs is accurate? Want to invade Iraq? Just do it. Who cares about qualifications to serve on the nation's highest court? Want to nominate a personal friend with no qualifications? Just do it. And the latest outrage, which I read about in the New York Times this morning. Who cares about needing a court order to eavesdrop on American citizens? Want to wiretap their phone conversations? Just do it. What a joke. A very cruel, very sad joke.
What Here's fucking A, man. What
Was
a
it appropriate
joke.
For the president
yeah.
to order wiretaps on American
Sorry.
Citizens.
Sorry, he's on Wolf Blitzer.
Yeah, you can cut him off.
Email us at Cafferty5.
Whoever the guy is, Cafferty, whatever, Cafferty. He nailed it, man. And what a fucking joke. And what is with the American people? Wake up. We have a fucking chimp in office who's completely clueless.
The alarm's going off. God damn it.
I mean, if you think Lerv's balls and old Badger Man's bunghole are in dire straits, wake up, people!
Yeah, wake up.
Wake up, white people!
Holy dog shit, Texas, only steers and queers come from Texas. That name sounds like royalty. Are you royalty?
Yeah, King George.
What's your name, scumbag?
That King George.
That shit pisses me off. I just read something today that he's going to dump $114 million in the educational system so that we can learn Chinese.
No.
And Arabic.
Hey, Serenity, the movie I just talked about.
Yeah. Yeah.
They talk Chinese.
All right.
Because they merged the
right,
two
Right, because of the global economy.
Uh-huh. Globalization.
But, and that's fine. I like the idea. But coming from a fucking guy who doesn't even have a grasp of the English language... He's going to tell us to go learn Chinese and Arabic? Fuck you. Because he speaks Texan.
Holy dog shit, Texas, only steers and queers come from Texas.
Because we don't want to send mixed messages, John.
Well,
No shit. I admire your honesty.
No doubt.
That's right.
All right, then.
Our Father who art in hush puppies, hallowed be thy heel.
Whenever Phil wants to kick it up a notch. Unless you have anything else.
No, yeah. Cue the music.
Oh, wait a minute. One. No, stop. Stop. I'm sorry, Phil.
Oh,
hey,
you know,
man.
What,
I wish I knew how to quit.
Your mic is on, you dickhead. All right. One thing before we get to Phil's news. Kinky Sex Radio. Professor Tom sent a call out to every Chicago podcast at Podcast Alley. And he said, hey, let's meet tomorrow, Saturday.
Saturday.
3 o'clock at this bar in Lincoln Park, I think.
No, Wrigleyville.
Wrigleyville, there you
Wrigley
go.
Wrigleyview Tap or Wrigleyville Pub.
So
at 3 p.m.
I was psyched about going, not really to meet any other podcasters. I really don't care about any other podcasters, except
ours.
For Mike D. I'd like to see what a cocksucker he is in person. And then we could come back and talk about it on the podcast.
That's not nice.
But unfortunately...
He'll bring his posse.
Yeah. Unfortunately,
yeah, I'll bring my posse. I'm the morning zoo, baby.
John nor I can make it to the informal gathering of Chicago podcasters in Wrigleyville because, John, you have to go to a birthday party.
Right.
And my wife is flying out of town at 3 o'clock.
Yeah.
But I was thinking, John, what time does your birthday party start?
3.
And what time does it end?
I don't know.
And so podcasters, 8. Do they go for beers from 3 to 4? Or do they go from 3 to 1 a.m.?
Midnight.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So we could post that and say, hey, how late are you guys going to be there? Because, what, we'd be there at 9 o'clock?
Why? Who's going to watch your kids?
I'll get a babysitter.
Oh, right. Okay. Maybe, yeah.
All right. So I'll go out there and I'll see if Kinky Man, KinkySex.com, Professor Tom gets back to us. And,
yo, Kinky Man.
Lets us know because I want to meet that dude.
I'm the truth.
Who is the truth, anyway?
Man
He's the blow. Truth.
Man queer.
Oh, man queer. But there's a truth on Podcast Alley. The truth.
Oh, right. The truth. Right.
All right, Phil, I'm sorry to delay your stupid-ass news,
Jesus
cocksucker.
Let's run all right.
Now, with your award-winning TTN News, Phil McCracken Whitcomb.
Thank you, John. First story tonight. Authors finally learning what John and Scott have known for years. Florida is fucked up. How weird is Florida? So weird that not one, not two, but three different books have been titled Weird Florida. The first, written by a Palm Beach Post reporter, Elliot Kleinberg, hit stores in 1998 and detailed the years of strange news stories. Then another one came out, and then finally the third. I'm already putting together a file for book three, Kiplinger said of the works. If I thought for a second that Florida was going to stop being weird, I'd be worried, but there's no signs of abatement, John. Next story. And this is out of Florida.
Okay.
Disney Resort forgets that soccer families and swingers conventions do not mix. Especially when the parents of adolescent soccer players checked their daughters into a hotel that was hosting a New Year's Eve party for more than 200 self-described swingers, John.
Dude.
Who had reserved a downstairs ballroom along the rooms on the ninth floor. Parents who traveled from South Carolina and Clearwater to bring their 11 to 13-year-old daughters to the five-day soccer tournament said they were shocked by the parade of sexually adventurous partygoers who sashayed through the glass-enclosed atrium, sometimes flashing their breasts and bare buttocks in front of their children.
How many chicks did you sleep with this year?
They described the dress of some of the swingers at the Crown Plaza Hotel Airport. That's funny. In Orlando is raunchy, despicable, and worse than prostitutes, John. We thought we were coming to Orlando, but not Las Vegas, said Mark Gilbert, the father of a 13-year-old who plays on the Clearwater Chargers, a group of 13 and under players, John.
Pussy!
Next story. Mercedes.
Was that about porn, did you say?
Yes, it was about a swingers convention and soccer players being booked in the same room.
Just so there's no confusion.
Yeah, Sam just so there's no confusion. Let me summarize that goddamn story again. Next story, John.
I can't understand a fucking word you say.
If you'd pay attention and stop playing with your goddamn soundboards. I've about had it, Scott.
God damn it.
Hey, man, don't talk to me.
You're blowing it
cocksucker.
Off, man. You retard.
I am getting off.
Let me get back to the next story, please. My patience is running thin.
You're the only guy I know whose dick needs an instruction.
Oh, that's not funny, John. Mercedes, most rapped about brand in 2005. Rapper Fitty said, keeping it real with 17 product mentions and 7 songs. Next story. Toni Braxton to appear in Playboy, John, informs us that boobies are a dime a dozen, but you can't buy my genitalia.
What's funny?
Sexy Toni Braxton is in negotiations to appear in a Naked the Bets magazine Playboy, as long as she doesn't have to show her genitals. The 37-year-old Unbreak My Heart singer insists she has no problems bearing her boobs, but refuses to show her nether regions.
All right.
She says, I just can't do the bottom thing because it's really, really intimate and really personal, John.
But she would
fuck my ass. What else?
But boobies, what is it? A dime a dozen. You can buy some for 5 G's. Who cares? But the thing down there, you can't really buy that, John. Next story.
You can.
Indiana officials considering bad driver surcharge that would fine drivers who cause accidents, leading to traffic jams. In other news, women's groups planning protest. Next story.
Hi, how are you?
70 million TVs are about to become paperweights, John.
I am stupid.
Your old TV set may well go dark in 2009, and believe it or not, that's a good thing. That's because at the end of last year, Congress approved legislation that set a date for which to switch to analog to digital television at February 17, 2009. But managing this transition, which will render about 70 million TV sets obsolete, will not be easy. Nothing is when the federal government is involved, John. Indeed, Congress will soon have to revisit this issue to clean up this mess it has created. Next story, John. Artist who... All right, then.
Oh, sorry.
Next story, John.
I thought you were done.
Artist who hiked into desert and chained his... Let me start over. Artist who hiked into desert and chained his feet together to draw them loses the key, has to hop for 12 hours back to civilization. An artist who chained his legs together to draw a picture of his image hopped 12 hours through the desert after realizing he lost the key.
What did the taxi driver say to him? What did the taxi driver say to him?
I don't know, John.
Hop in.
Oh, that's funny. Oh. Anyway.
What are you, Ed McMahon?
That's funny, Johnny.
I'm fixing
it. Here's Johnny.
Thank you.
Trevor Corneliuson, 26, tightly wrapped and locked a long, thick chain around
his
bare
his
ankles.
Name?
Trevor Corneliuson.
And what did the cab driver say to Trevor?
Hop in. He locked a thick chain around his bare ankles Tuesday while camping in an abandoned mine shaft about 5 miles north of Baker, San Bernardino. It took him over 12 hours because he had to hop through boulders and sand. He did put on his shoes before hopping, though.
Genius.
Next story. Bush gets rid of $6,000 of more than $100,000 raised for him by
Abramoff
in an order to distance himself from corruption charges.
That's a big distance, $6,000.
This will surely solve everything and all discussion on the topic, won't it, John? That cocksucker.
Absolutely.
I'm sorry, I'm not supposed to be a biased news reporter. I'll try to refrain from voicing my opinion.
This is fair and balanced.
This is fair and balanced news.
Allegedly.
Next story. Not bathing made kidnapper easy to identify, but might turn to his advantage in prison, John. Police quickly identified him to get that Friday. Partially because of his odor. Prosecutor said Tuesday, a Farmingham District Court... Get this, John. If I can pronounce his name, Gekalanath Baraboo 29 of 14 Joanne Drive had a strong odor. Prosecutor Deb Brockovich said during Paraboo's arraignment.
Arraignment.
Arrangement.
Arraignment.
That's funny, John.
Arraignment, not the arrangement.
I think it was an arrangement.
Arraignment.
Oh,
it was court, wasn't it?
She told police he had an odor like he worked in a restaurant, Brockovich said. The woman who was not identified in court was doing laundry when the man she later identified as Paraboo approached her. He grabbed her breast, John.
Wow.
She said he used his whole hand to grab her breast. He then grabbed her wrist and attempted to pull her to the door and said, "You're coming." He said, "You're coming with me." The woman pulled her wrist free and slapped Paraboo, who ran from the store. He was found minutes later at a nearby AJ Wright clothing store. Paraboo said he refused to work at the restaurant. I mean, I'm sorry, he used to work at the restaurant.
He refused.
John, next story is a follow-up. We've talked about this judge before, the one who jerked off under his robe during court and used a penis pump.
Oh, sorry.
This is a follow-up story, John.
Follow-up.
Retired judge headed for trial again on bench use of penis pump. In other news, he shaved his pubic area during closing arguments in high-profile murder case. For the second time in less than a year, a retired Oklahoma judge is ordered to stand trial on allegations that he exposed himself on the bench during trials. A court reporter from former Creek County District Donald Thompson testified at a brief preliminary hearing Tuesday, and she witnessed her former boss masturbating with a device known as a penis pump while he presided over several trials from 2001 to 2003. Thompson, 59, is scheduled to be arraigned.
Wait a minute. She witnesses a lot?
Yes, more than once.
Oh, my God.
The disgraced jurist faces up to 41 years in prison for rubbing one out. Court reporter Lisa Foster, the only witness in the hearing, also testified that she saw Thompson shave his pubic area during closing arguments in a high-profile murder case, but did not report him for police for fear of professional repercussions. I didn't want to lose my job, Foster said, according to the Associated Press. I didn't want to do something that would hurt him and his family. Panelists from the two criminal trials and one civil trial told police they heard whooshing noises from the bench, which they likened to the sound of a hemorrhoid donut or a blood pressure cuff. John, what? Do you know what a hemorrhoid donut is?
No.
I wonder if Professor Tom from Kinky Sex knows what that is.
He might.
A fifth count of indecent exposure refers to allegations that the judge kept photographs of himself and a female engaging in, quote, lewd and lascivious acts.
I wonder if he did cock push-ups.
He kept that on his computer, John.
Cock push-ups?
What are cock push-ups, John?
It's where you fucking lay down flat on the ground, and then you let your boner lift you up off the ground. See? It's fucking simple.
It is simple. Next story, John. Tampa Bay Bucks play Rock You Like a Hurricane during the halftime medley last Sunday. New Orleans Saints fans not amused. Next story, John. Big Pussy being sued for $5 million by his ex-pussy.
What?
The Soprano star Vincent Pastore is being sued by his former fiancé, who claims he abused her physically, emotionally, and professionally. Lisa Regina wants $5 million from Pastore, alleging she is under medical care, which has stopped her from pursuing her acting and coaching career. In November, Pastore pleaded guilty to attempting to assault Regina last April. He was sentenced to 70 hours of community service, 6 months in therapy, and a fine. Now Regina is seeking civil damages, claiming she wants to teach Pastore, 58, a lesson and force him to seek help. I'm really having issues over here, John. I'm sorry. Next story, things you don't want to hear from the guy as you're out for an evening run. Quote, mind if I jog with you in the nude?
Fuck no.
An evening jog could cross the finish line in jail for a man accused of streaking. Daniel G. Whitaker of Piney Flats faces a charge of indecent exposure after two women said he flashed them. Susie Miller and Joy Fletter told police they went onto the track that night to walk. When they got there, Whitaker, whom they didn't know, walked up and asked if they didn't mind if he jogged in nude.
Yes.
The women laughed. They told police they ignored Whitaker and started walking. As they walked, the male came running by them completely naked. The woman said the They hurried to their cars and left. As they got into their vehicles, the man leaned against the gate and began masturbating.
I am getting off.
Next story, John. Pregnant woman shot 11 times. Gives birth to a healthy baby girl, presumably named Nicole. Next story. Last story, too, John.
Pussy.
Caller this is a sad note. We're ending TTN sorry. On a sad note. Caller dies on live radio after learning he could not say nutsack on the air. A caller to the British radio phone-in show died while on air. The program's host said Tuesday, as he described his shock. A regular caller known as Terry had telephoned into the late-night debate yesterday at Liverpool's Magic FM 1548 station in northwest England when the line suddenly went dead.
No pun intended, right?
No pun intended. Disc jockey Pete Price was so worried he abandoned his show and sped to the man's house, but it was already too late.
I knew something was wrong when a line went silent. I just had a gut instinct, he said. It was awful. When I got there, the ambulance was already outside his house.
And you could hear in the background.
That's funny, John.
It fucking is. My name is Tunahan, and we do a three-song, super rude, loads of swearing, never heard of.
Apparently, he was found in his car with a phone by his side.
About 20 minutes.
I was flabbergasted.
You're not going to get bored. Just fucking listen to it.
Yeah. And that's the news, Sean. I'm Phil McCracken with Cub with AKC Total Talk Nonsense.
All right, that was Phil McCracken Whitcomb here on AKC's Total Talk Nonsense with John and Scott. I'm John.
I'm Scott.
And we'll see you later, Phil.
All right, yeah, get Phil, the fuck out. Get the fuck out. Oh, he's already.
All right, then. Yeah. Always a pleasure.
All right, bye-bye.
I gotta go now.
All right.
Thanks again.
All right.
Did you hear that?
Yeah.
That son of
a
bitch.
He's a crabby fuck.
What the hell's wrong with him?
I don't know.
Thought he'd start the new year out on a strong note there with his newscast, but he seems all bent out of shape.
Yeah, I don't.
All right, then.
That's a problem.
Well, John, we got another one in, episode 36.
Fucking guy.
Parts 1 and 2 and 3 in.
Nice.
And then we're going to take Sunday off.
Yeah, that's and then, great, too, because I want to catch up on some DVDs I got.
Nice. And then we'll...
I watched the Chili's, man.
How'd you like it? The Chili's.
It was awesome. Thanks, man.
It's hot.
I loved it. Fucking Flea and Chad Smith just jamming out.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Great.
Is the sound good?
Oh, yeah.
Nice.
Oh, yeah. They rock.
All right.
I was pissed they didn't play any Mother's Milk tunes, but...
What are you going to do?
Yeah. What am I going to do? Nothing. I'll just get their other concert. All right. Well, that's the end of our show.
Any closing words, John?
I would just like to say that please vote for us on Podcast Alley.
I don't think I care if people vote anymore.
All right, fine.
Then do don't. Do we care?
I don't. Yeah, I do.
All right.
Why not? It's fun. It's fun.
It is fun.
We like to read the comments.
The comments.
So they're funny.
Right.
I like funny.
We like funny.
Yeah.
It's funny stuff.
We'll take it.
I'll take it.
We're going to get out of here, Scotters, with an AKC song. All right.
That's out of sight, John.
Well, we didn't write it. It's Take On Me.
But we own it.
Right here on AKC's Total Talk Nonsense.
Oh,
listening to John and Scott on Total Talk Nonsense.